DAB, online and on your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
Just gone 1 o'clock with the update. Here's Joanna Earle.
A man's in a serious condition in hospital after being repeatedly stabbed on a train in Kent. The attack happened on the Gillingham to London Victoria service as it arrived at Swanley Station at around 8:15 last night. The 23-year-old was treated at the scene by paramedics before being taken to hospital.
KMFM News.
It appears the first day of passport checks at the Port of Dover and Eurotunnel at Folkestone have gone smoothly so far, despite warnings of delays. Passengers getting a ferry or shuttle now need to have their passports scanned as part of plans to tighten security. The Home Office says it'll help track the movements of criminals and terrorists. John Keefe's from Eurotunnel.
The things that are going to slow us down, if anything, is when somebody turns up at the control point and realises that their passport is in a bag buried in the bottom of their boot. We don't want to have that. So if everybody could remember, have your passport in your hand.
Donald Armour is from the Freight Transport Association.
I think a lot of people down in Folkestone, Dover and East Kent, of course, are so well aware of what goes on with Operation Stack and the busy port days and when there are strikes or bad weather and disruption to the ferries. I think everybody's so used to it now. This is just one extra little strand that they have to sort of think about.
Hundreds of flights to and from Britain have been cancelled due to a strike by air traffic controllers in France. Ryanair says it acts more than 250 services, whilst British Airways has warned of significant delays for the next 48 hours. It's been revealed the head of two Kent academies, who was suspended last week, has been arrested. Parents with children at the Folkestone Academy and Marlow Academy in Ramsgate were told at the weekend that Executive Principal Sean Heslop has been suspended pending an investigation. Police say a 47-year-old man was arrested at the end of March on suspicion of abuse of position of trust and has been bailed until July.
Election 2015.
Children who leave primary school unable to read, write or add up will have to retake tests in secondary school under Tory plans. David Cameron says he wants to help struggling pupils in England if they win the election. Meantime, Ed Miliband says he'd scrap measures which allow some wealthy people to limit the tax they pay on earnings outside the UK. Jewellers are waiting to hear if their valuables have been stolen in what could be the UK's biggest ever burglary. A gang managed to break into a vault in London's Hatton Garden over Easter. Hundreds of safe deposit boxes were raided for gems and cash, which could total as much as £100 million. Customer Michael Miller admits that is possible, given the kind of jewellers who use it.
When they close the shop at 5:30, they'll take their boxes and boxes of diamonds worth easily a million or two or three or whatever. So if you take a total of all the users, there's a big chance it could add up to some real value.
A woman's been taken to hospital following a horse riding accident in Sevenoaks. Emergency services, including the air ambulance, were called just after 10 yesterday morning to help the woman who suffered injuries to her head, neck and chest. She was taken to Tunbridge Wells Hospital at Pembury to be treated. Jeremy Clarkson has been told he will be allowed to present Have I Got News For You, despite being dropped as host of Top Gear. It's been confirmed he'll front the quiz show next month. And there was a real one in Folkestone last year, but now a Banksy-style artwork has appeared on the side of a building in Canterbury. The picture was discovered by staff arriving at the Catching Lives homeless charity on Station Road East this morning. James Duff is chairman of the Board of Trustees.
It looks very Banksy-esque. It's of two children looking up at a pig which is floating with some balloons holding it up. So yeah, when I got here this morning, I was just kind of quite surprised and a little bit excited, really.
You can see a picture and let us know if you think it's the real thing at kenton9.co.uk.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing, for all your home emergency plumbing needs. Visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
Cricket and Kent's James Treadwell says the England team will be looking for a slightly tougher game later as they warm up to a test series in the West Indies. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Tom.
Well, the bowler took four wickets in their first tour match against a St Kitts side who were bowled out for just 59 in their first innings.
A little bit of a sterner contest would have been handy, but equally it's time in the middle and you don't necessarily want to start the tour with a long day early on, and confidence and knowing you're doing the right things is always good as well.
The second two-day match gets underway at 3 o'clock this afternoon our time. Meantime, two England internationals have been named among Wisden's five cricketers of the year. Moeen Ali and Gary Balance are joined by Yorkshire's Adam Lith, Sri Lanka captain Angelo Matthews and New Zealand spinner Jeetan Patel in the 2015 edition. And in football, we'll know the full lineup for the FA Cup semi-finals by the end of tonight. Liverpool go to Blackburn in a quarter-final replay. The original tie, which was played a month ago, ended goalless at Anfield. The winner will face Aston Villa at Wembley on April the 19th.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.